God is my everything. Amen. He is my will in the middle of a will. He is my hope for tomorrow. He's my way through. He's my way over. He's my way under. He's my everything. God is my everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. God is my everything. He woke you up this morning. That's your everything. He started you on your journey. That's your everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, to Pastor Cole and to the associate ministers and to everyone that is here. It is good to be here today on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day that was not promised to us, but because of grace and because of mercy, here we are. Here we are. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The devil is the lie. The devil is the lie. I will be coming from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It's my people. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to give y'all time to get there. Give you time to get there. Amen, amen. And I'll be reading from the NIV version. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Amen. And my subject is on our knees. On our knees.
Amen.
May we bow. Precious Father, thank you for this day, Father God. Another opportunity, Lord Jesus, just to tell somebody about the God who can save anybody, Father God. Lord, I ask that you move me out of the way so that you can come in and you can show up and you can show out, Father God. For Lord, it's not about me. It's about giving you the praise, giving you the honor, and giving you the glory in the name of Jesus and for his sinless sake. Amen. 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 In chapter 1 of verse 7, the Lord Almighty appeared to Solomon at night and asked for whatever, and told Solomon to ask for whatever it is that you want. And Solomon asked for wisdom and knowledge that he may lead the people. He put the needs of the people first. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for wealth. He didn't even ask for the death of his enemies. He asked for wisdom and he asked for knowledge. In chapter 2 of verse 7, preparations for building a temple was taking place. In chapter 3 of verse 7, in chapter 3 of the 7th, let me start all over again. The devil is the lie. The devil is the lie. The devil is the lie. Let me start over again. In chapter 2, preparations for building a temple was taking place. In chapter 3, foundation for the temple was laid. In chapter 4, furnishing the temple took place. In chapter 5, the ark was brought to the temple. And in chapter 6, Solomon prayed a prayer of provision for the people when they sinned. In chapter 7, the Lord heard Solomon's prayer, and he said, if my people who are called by my name, he said that we would just humble ourselves and pray on our knees, on our knees. Life is full of if-then statements. If you do this, that will happen. If you take this medicine, your pain will go away and you will begin to feel better. If you exercise 3 to 4 times a week, then your heart will stay strong. If you take on that certain position at work, you'll make more money. If you invest your money wisely, then you would be less likely not to lose everything overnight. But 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 offers one of the most important if-then promises ever made. The God who created heaven and earth expressed it to Solomon. And this verse lets us know what is required of us to be blessed. It requires repentance. It requires prayer. It requires devotion. And it requires humility. Although this promise was originally given to King Solomon concerning the people of Israel, it also applies to all who call on the Lord for forgiveness and faith. Amen. Our bodies are a holy temple, a place where God, through the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns. Amen. James 4 and 7 says, submit yourselves then to God. Submit yourself by yielding to his authority and his will, allowing God to have total control over our lives. Because see, while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. All you got to do is submit to him. The Lord wants us to depend on his grace, turn everything over to the Lord, and I guarantee you, he will work it out. You know the song, my life is not my own, to you I belong, I give myself to you. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to submit, and he wants us to give ourselves to him. And then when you do that, he wants you to resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. Don't allow the enemy to tempt or entice you. The enemy wants us to depend on his ways and his ways of doing things, which leads to destruction, chaos, jealousy, envy, failure. Everything that looks good ain't good. You know, I used to hear my daddy say that when I was growing up. Everything that looked good to you ain't good to you. The grass ain't greener on the other side. I didn't understand it until I became an adult, until I had children, until I started going through some things in my life. Then I understood everything that's good to you ain't good for you. And everything that shines ain't gold. Hallelujah. 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 1 Peter 5 and 9 says, resist him standing strong in your faith. Once you are determined to follow the Lord, here comes the enemy. He would throw any and everything at you that he can to destroy your life, your family, whatever it is. The enemy would do that to you, because get ready, God. Get ready, y'all. The enemy is mad, and he does not want anybody to be on the Lord's side. He don't want you to know about the goodness of the Lord. He wants you to have a pity party in whatever situation it is that you're in, but the devil is a lie. See, when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling lonely, when you're looking at the situation in front of you, and you're just focusing on that, see, that's when the devil comes in, because I got her now, I got him now. All I need to do is keep them focused on what's going on around them, what's going on in their family, what's going on in their job, what's going on in their lives. If I can just keep them focused on that situation and not the true and living God, see, I already have them. And you can't move, you can't go forward, you can't do anything, because you are too busy focusing on what is going on with you. That is not what God wants. He wants you to stand firm in the word, and he wants you to stand firm in your faith. He wants you to have the mustard seed faith. That's all you need, is the faith of a mustard seed. And he can move mountains. He can move mountains. Now, let's talk about the four conditions to be met for forgiveness. And the first one is we humble ourselves. Ephesians 4, 1 and 2 says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. See, the flesh is proud, but it admonishes us to be humble, for God has chosen us to be representatives for Christ on this earth. In this world of turmoil and hatred and neglect, abuse, depression, oppression, and suffering, we must live lives worthy of the calling, which includes humility, gentleness, patience, understanding, and peacefulness. People are watching us, and they are watching what we do. They watch how we act, and they watch how we react to certain situations. Paul, on the Damascus Road, he had an encounter with the Lord And Paul's life was changed. He became humble. You remember Paul that used to be Saul, the persecutor, and didn't have a problem doing it. He was glad when he was doing it. But when he had that Damascus Road experience, when the blinders was taken off his eyes and he could finally see the light, Paul was a changed person. Just as much as he enjoyed persecuting people, when he was turned around, he worked even harder for the Lord. Worked even harder. Moses with the burning bush encounter, he was a totally changed person. Moses humbled himself. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She went away praising the Lord. Jonah in the belly of a fish. Jonah remembered the Lord and cried out to him, in my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered. You know, well, Jonah had some time to think about what he had did. I mean, in the belly of a fish, where was Jonah going? He couldn't get up and walk around, so where was he going? Jonah had some time to think about what he had did, because Jonah tried to do things his way instead of God's way. And then he had to deal with the consequences. He had to be in the belly of that fish. When we yield to the Lord, we cannot go wrong, because that's our guide, he's our leader, and he's not gonna steer us wrong. Amen. And the second condition is to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray continually, pray without ceasing. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Daniel was dedicated and Daniel was committed. He and his friends did not give in to the ungodly pressures. You know, King Nebuchadnezzar, he had made a golden image, and when you heard these certain instruments and this certain sound of music, he wanted everybody to bow down. Daniel was like, I'm not doing that. I serve the true and the living God. I serve the I am God, not I was God. I might be, I could be, perhaps I am. But Daniel served the I am God, the true and the living God. Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar, do what you want to do to me. Throw me in the fiery furnace. Make the fire as hot as you want it to be, but make sure that you are able to stand it, because I already know where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. So when you do this fire and you make it 7 times harder than it usually is, make sure that you are able to withstand it. See, when we dig ditches, we need to dig 2, not just 1. Make sure that the ditch that you're digging is for you as well. Why you trying to trap me up? See, God already has it worked out. So Daniel was like, go ahead, do what you need to do. Throw some lions in there if you want to. I need a pillow. I need a footstool. Go ahead, do all of that, because the God that I serve is the God that's going to protect me, the God that's going to keep me. Daniel prayed to God 3 times a day. And if Daniel prayed, what makes us think that we don't have to pray? Amen. Daniel had the faith of a mustard seed. He stood on God's word. And no matter what happened, either way it go, Daniel was going to be okay. Amen. If you kill me, I'm still going to be okay, because I'm going with the Lord. Where are you going? Yeah. Where are you going? Amen, amen. Stand strong in your faith. If you can just open a door of your mind, tell the enemy, I don't belong to you. You can't have me. You can't have my spirit. You can't have my deliverance. You can't have my joy. You can't have my peace. You can't have any of that, because I don't belong to you. I belong to the Lord. Stand firm in your faith. Amen. Amen. And the third condition is to seek my face. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. To seek something from God means to have a deep desire to see it happen, and then to actively and persistently pursue it. Pursue a deeper knowledge of Christ and all that belongs to living with him and for him. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Seek him wholeheartedly. Nothing can come between you and God when you seek him. And the fourth condition is, and turn from their wicked ways. Revelation 3:19. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Repentance is for the child of God. Ask for forgiveness. Letting go of sin is the only way to revival. Sin is nothing more than a bondage. There's nothing more than being held in bondage. We need to recognize our sin. We need to call it out before the Lord. Renew our relationship with him, and he will set you free. Yeah. Turn from your wicked ways, Sister Shields. That's all you got to do. See, when you turn from your wicked ways, things happen. You got a new walk, a new talk, a new look, a new attitude. Mm-hmm. Things that used to matter don't even matter anymore because you already know it is in the hands of God, and God is going to work it out. Yeah. But the greatest example of humility in the Bible is that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He, the only begotten Son of God, came down to earth and took on the lowest form ever, that of a servant. Mm-hmm. See, God paid a price for us, God, y'all, a huge price, the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. He paid a price for us, the blood of Jesus. So if we want our churches to see a revival, today is the day to seek the Holy Spirit. If we want our community to see a mighty outpouring of his power, today is the day to see Jesus. If we want our lives to change, today is the day to seek the Lord. He said, if my people will turn from their wicked ways and seek God's face, we will hear from heaven. God will, he will forgive our sins. He will heal our lives. He will heal our families. He will heal our community. He will heal our country. His blood paid the price for all of us. Amen. Amen. God's blood paid the price for all of us. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not for coming down off the cross, Father God. Thank you for rising again on that Sunday morning, Father God. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway, Father God. Your word says, if my people, if we would just listen to you, Father God, if we would just turn from our ways, Father God, if we would just pray, Father God, if we would just seek you more, Father God, I promise we'll see a different outcome in our own personal lives. We'll see a different outcome in the community. We'll see a different outcome in our children. You'll see a different outcome in your marriage. You'll see a different outcome just in life in general because Christ paid the price for us to be able to be here today, for us to just go and do the things that we usually do on an everyday basis. And some things we take for granted, but God paid the price. Jesus paid the price for us. Hallelujah for that. And we thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes. Amen. 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 Yes. Hallelujah.